Hey, welcome back to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. In today's episode, we begin again, and it's going to get a little weird. So I have two quotes I want to share with you. The first is from Bucky Fuller, who said the following: "I'm enthusiastic over humanity's extraordinary and sometimes very timely ingenuity. If you're in a shipwreck and all the boats are gone, a piano top buoyant enough to keep you afloat comes along, makes a fortuitous life preserver. But this is not to say that the best way to design a life preserver is in the form of a piano top. I think that we are clinging to a great many piano tops and accepting yesterday's fortuitous contrivings as constituting the only means for solving a given problem." The second is from the Tao Te Ching, Stephen Mitchell's awesome translation. "A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent upon arriving. A good artist lets his intuition lead him wherever it wants. A good scientist has freed herself of concepts and keeps her mind open to what is. Thus, the master is available to all people and doesn't reject anyone. She's ready to use all situations and doesn't waste anything. This is called embodying the light. What is a good man but a bad man's teacher? What is a bad man but a good man's job? If you don't understand this, you'll get lost, however intelligent you are. It is the great secret." Okay. It's me again. So the work of improvement, be that self-improvement or continuous improvement of our systems and organizations, the work is that we got to stop clinging to these piano tops and concepts that used to do so well for us or happen to have worked once for some contingent reason. The things we cling to keep us from moving forward, from simply beginning again. Now, it's hard to let go of that trusty old piano top. It's hard to do that for oneself as an individual. It's hard for me to do. It's hard to use all situations to keep our minds open to what is actually going on, rather than being wrapped up in our most precious concepts. Now, the good news and the hope that I have for you and for me is that when we get stuck, we can notice a few of our breaths. How about 3 breaths? That's a good number. And simply begin again. Okay, that was today's episode, Begin Again. Thanks for listening. Be back with you soon.